utmost for his highest. April the 15th. The relapse of concentration. But the high places were not taken away out of Israel. Nevertheless, the heart of Asa was perfect all his days. 2 Chronicles 15, verse 17. Asa was incomplete in his external obedience. He was right in the main, but not entirely right. Beware of the thing of which you say, "Oh, that does not matter much." The fact that it does not matter much to you may mean that it matters a very great deal to God. Nothing is a light matter with a child of God. However much longer are some of us going to keep God trying to teach us one thing? He never loses patience. You say, "I know I'm right with God," but still the high places remain. There is something over which you have not obeyed. Are you protesting that your heart is right with God, and yet there is something in your life about which he has caused you to doubt? Whenever there is doubt, quit immediately, no matter what it is. Nothing is a mere detail. Are there some things in connection with your bodily life, your intellectual life, upon which you are not concentrating at all? You are all right in the main, but you are slipshod. There is a relapse on the line of concentration. You no more need a holiday from spiritual concentration than your heart needs a holiday from beating. You cannot have a moral holiday and remain moral, nor can you have a spiritual holiday and remain spiritual. God wants you to be entirely his. And this means that you have to watch to keep yourself fit. It takes a tremendous amount of time. Some of us expect to clear the numberless ascensions in about 2 minutes.